Homemade Christmas by Elder Gene R. Cook of the 70. How could we put the true spirit of giving back into Christmas? Finding the answer has been a great experience for our family. Setting some guidelines made our Christmas gifts mean much more for the giver and the receiver. During the 4.5 years my family lived in South America, we experienced Christmases that were very different from any Christmas we had celebrated in the United States. Christmases there were simple compared to what we usually experienced. Because of the economic situations of many people, the commercial aspect of the holiday was downplayed. We returned home to the United States from our South America assignment right at Christmas time. Going into the stores, we saw hundreds of items for sale. Games, watches, stereos, televisions, snowmobiles, talking dolls, model airplanes, video recorders, microwave ovens, and so forth. This sudden shift of emphasis was difficult to adjust to. The question was obvious. What is Christmas? In dividing up the word Christmas, we get Christ and Mass. In Spanish, the word Mass means more. It seemed to us that to some people, Christmas meant Mass y Mass y Mass, more and more and more. The Christ part of it and the real gift of giving seemed to have been forgotten. What the true spirit of Christmas is all about, commemorating Jesus' birth and enjoying the spirit of giving, loving, and caring for one another, seemed to be drowned out, at least for us, in the hustle and bustle. We felt great pressure to buy gifts for others, perhaps more out of obligation than in the true spirit of giving. Family guidelines for giving. We asked ourselves how we could put the true spirit of giving into Christmas and birthdays, more than we normally did. We decided to use the following guidelines. 1. Few, if any, gifts may be purchased. 2. Most gifts must be made using your own hands or given from your own time. 3. Few, if any, parts for the gifts may be purchased. You must improvise. 4. You must give of your own time, talents, and self, immersing yourself in the needs of the receiver. This has been a great experience for our family. We have found that in following such rules, we think more deeply about, even pray about, the person to determine what his or her real needs and wants are. Working on a meaningful gift many months before birthdays or Christmas helps us internalize the spirit of giving. This method has also helped us realize that we can be more self-sufficient than we thought. I remember helping my 8-year-old son make a gift for his mother. He had determined to make a key holder from a piece of board. Following the guidelines of not purchasing anything, we found an old piece of wood. It took about 3 times longer than normal to sand it down, as it was not a quality piece of wood. When it came time to paint it, we realized we didn't have a paintbrush. So we took some pieces of straw and bamboo from an old basket and made our own. I wondered whether it would really look that nice when finished. But to our surprise, the bamboo and straw together worked as well as any paintbrush I had ever used. I wanted to buy the hooks needed to hold the keys, but my son reminded me that we couldn't do that. We ended up using some headless nails that we patiently shaped with great love and dedication. They were shaped into hooks as beautiful as any that we could have purchased at a store. When it was all finished, it was a gift from our hearts to Mom. Gift certificates to neighbors. There are other kinds of gifts that we give to neighbors and friends. We call them family gift certificates. On a piece of paper, we draw up a certificate that lists the person's name and indicates a service to be given. Some of the certificates show the following. 1 free shoveling of snow from a driveway. 1 free lawn mowing job. 1 free garage cleaning. 1 free car wash. 1 free piano recital from one of our children. 2 free loaves of bread, not from Mom, but from the children. Free babysitting. 2 hours of repair work for a widow. 1 free fireside to teach the gospel. Again, these personal kinds of gifts carry extra meaning. Gift certificates to family members. We give these same kinds of gift certificates to family members, including the following. Make your bed 7 times. Exchanged among the children. Do the dishes 3 times at any time you want to redeem the certificate. 1 hour at the piano with Dad singing. 1 mountain trip. Clean the garage for you. 6 one-hour periods alone with Mom or Dad. 6 one-hour times of peace and harmony offered to Dad and Mom. 12 letters, one per month, for a year, offered to a distant relative. If you try to give according to the Spirit of the Lord and the Scriptures, refer to the sidebar, you will find yourself giving more of yourself, thinking more of the receiver, expressing love from your soul, praying to the Lord for help in giving a gift that would be acceptable, and feeling a tremendous sense of self-fulfillment in having given in that manner. As we practice the true spirit of giving, we will grow closer to the Lord. May we emulate more fully the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who taught us the true spirit of giving and loving. May we focus on Christmas and giving, not on more and more things, but on the Spirit of Christ. Note, adapted from A Christmas Made at Home, Ensign, December 1984, pages 56 through 59, end of note. Sidebar. The following teachings from the Lord indicate that there really is a true spirit of giving, and that the greatest gifts, the gifts of most value, are gifts of time, means, or talent. The greatest gift is a giving of self. Service. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John chapter 3, verse 16. Righteous gifts. Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. Matthew chapter 20, verse 4. Giving. Freely ye have received. Freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts chapter 20, verse 35. "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Giving cheerfully, not grudgingly. Let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. If a man giveth a gift and doeth it grudgingly, it is counted unto him the same as if he had retained the gift. Moroni chapter 7, verse 8. End of sidebar. End of the article, Homemade Christmas, by Elder Gene R. Cook of the 70.